Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. We're going to be taking a look at the numerology for the week of February 12th through 18th, 2024, my birthday week. Yay! So this is a lot of fun for me. We're going to be using Pythagorean numerology. If you like what you see here, follow the link in the show notes and where you can book time with me directly to book to talk about your own personal situation. It's different for everybody, and these kind of change depending on your ruling number and what number year you're having and things like that. So we can talk about that if you like. And there's also links to all the other resources down there, so check it out. So this is going to be a fun week, my personal favorite. Before we dive in, you need to know your ruling number. If you're new here, get your ruling number by taking your birth date, your day, month, year. Add up all those digits, that gives you a two-digit number. Add those digits, that should give you a one-digit number. If it doesn't yet, then add those digits until you get all the way down to a one-digit number. That is your ruling number. Okay, so let's dive in. Let's see what we've got coming this week. So the first thing I'm going to do is look through here and see if I can find some overall patterns. And bit much drama this week. Let's make it good drama. What's the best that can happen? Something wonderful. Quite a bit of focus on energy. Quite a bit of focus on the physical 3D world. Interesting. Okay. All right. And we got a couple days in here. So this looks interesting. Let's dive in. So Monday, February 12th is overall a 4-day. That is a day of foundation. It also can be a day of rigidity. We have God consciousness firmly in control, acting on energy, which can mean actual physics energy. It can mean money, attention, these kinds of things. Overall pretty good. And with the number 4, so whatever's happening this day, on this day, it is foundational rather than being too rigid, because we have God consciousness acting on energy. So this is foundational changes to your energy, probably in the physical energy, that's happening on Monday the 12th. So that sounds fabulous. I will take it. And that's across the board for all of humanity. In terms of geopolitics, I don't see much happening here on the 12th. We'll see. I doubt it. Maybe just kind of more of the same. Nothing new. In terms of finance and crypto, maybe, but I'm not really getting that. In terms of your personal life, ruling number 7s are going to have the additional focus on your physical world and the era of manifestation. So ruling number 7s, this is an excellent day for you to see you accomplishing your goals, to see the finger of God changing your physical world. Very cool. Very nice for the ruling number 7s. Ruling number 6, you're going to bring in, along with God consciousness, you're going to have subconsciousness equally in control there. If you've done your shadow work, you worked on your baggage, you've done your personal journey, this could be a good thing, could be helpful, bringing you closer to manifesting your goals. Ruling number 9s are going to have a dose of inspiration on February 12th. So you get some good ideas, write them down, act on them. Oh, and ruling number 7s. If you're a 7 who's having a 9 year, then you're also going to bring in human consciousness here. This is going to be quite a complex day for you. So be aware of that. If you want to know what number year you're having, you take your birth date, day and month, and this year, and do the same operation as your ruling number, and that will give you what year number you're having. And you want to ideally plug both of those in, your ruling number and your year number. So interesting day, Monday. Let's see how that moves into how that evolves into Tuesday the 13th. So Tuesday the 13th, across the board, we've got God consciousness and the subconscious in control, affecting energy. It's overall a 5-day. That means it's a very active day. Things are going to be happening. Things are going to be getting done. Lots of activity, lots of tasks, lots of things going on. So there's a lot going on. It's a bit of a drama day, but that may be tampered by the fact we have the full column for the subconscious there. And the fact that it's acting on energy rather than the physical world, the effect of it may not be so obviously pronounced on that day. Geopolitically, I'm not feeling it. In theory, yes, but I'm not feeling it. Finance and crypto on the 13th, possibly. And what I'm looking for there is the 6 and the 8. We have the 6, the 8, and the 4. So, and things happening, possibly. But again, it doesn't feel as sort of the big drama that we saw last week. So let's take a look at your personal life instead, which is where I feel this may be quite a bit more focused. For the ruling number 9s, you have inspiration and information. So revelations coming forward, inspiring information entering your world. Very exciting. For the ruling number 7s, the effect will not just be on your energy, it will be on your physical world. So that could be a much bigger effect, or an effect that you're going to see right in front of your face, rather than just affecting the subtleties. So interesting day, Tuesday. Feels like important things happening. Wednesday the 14th, Valentine's Day, and might I add, the birthday of the Genesis block of the Geode blockchain. Woo! Two birthdays in 1 week. So on Wednesday the 14th, what have we got going on? We have subconscious fully in control. Ah! No! Oh, it's not always bad. And it's a number 6 day. Oh, okay, yeah, it is that bad. Drama, drama, drama. So Valentine's Day this year is drama. Now, that can come in two flavors, obviously. A day of love, people getting engaged, people falling in love, meet the love of your life. It could be all of that. Subconscious here is affecting energy, which includes physical energy, attention, and money. And it's affecting your physical world. This is big, dramatic effect. Is this geopolitical in nature? I don't think so. Is this finance and crypto in nature? I don't think so. I think this is entirely about you personally and your world personally. So, wow. Interesting day. And I want to point out, we have exactly the same pattern on Thursday the 15th. So Wednesday and Thursday, the 14th and 15th. Same pattern. The difference being that Thursday is overall a 7-day, which is much more about people and the stuff that people make. Infrastructure, cars, art, things like that. So this is very interesting. I can feel the drama in these 2 days. But I'm really not sure it's all bad. And I know we've got double sixes on Wednesday. It could be quite shocking, but I think it's something that ultimately is very good. You know, it's one of those where in the beginning you think, holy cow, that just happened. And then you realize this is great. That's kind of what I see happening here between these 2 days. So this Wednesday and Thursday, if you are a ruling number 3, you have the element of God consciousness and control as well, tempering the subconscious towards the positive. Very nice. You also are going to have manifestation. So ruling number 3s, whatever you've been working on, can come to fruition on Wednesday and Thursday. Ruling number 9s are going to have inspiration And they're going to bring in the human consciousness to balance the subconsciousness. So a little bit more awareness of what's going on. This could bring you a heavy focus on relationships. That makes a lot of sense for Valentine's Day and the day after. Big stuff happening for all of us, but especially for the ruling number nines and the threes. Very nice. So let's take a look at what happens as we start to head into the weekend on Friday, February 16th. Is an 8-day overall. So the main focus is money and attention. We have human consciousness and control affecting the physical world. So this tells me that combination is this is more about your money and your attention. You've got the two and the six. So you are making big dramatic choices about how to balance your time, money, and attention. These are choices. This feels revelatory. This feels important, the choices that you're making for yourself in these days. Geopolitically, something election related. And the U.S. isn't the only one having an election this year. There's quite a few. So pay attention to that. That could be interesting. Or maybe ignore that and have a better day. Something interesting going on there. In terms of finance and crypto, maybe you could see regulatory action that day. It could look something like regulatory action in the finance or crypto space that day. In terms of your personal life, these are important choices that are being made. So give them the attention that they deserve. If you're a ruling number five, you're also gonna have a complicated day. Ruling number great, because I'm a five. If you're a ruling number five, you're going to have inspiration. And you're also going to have the subconscious coming back in again. You know, lovely. They're with the human consciousness affecting also then your energy. So it's a big rumbly kind of a day for the fives. Ruling number three, you end up with this very cool, I love this little box shape, where you have God consciousness and human consciousness being bridged by information and the real world. Very nice for the ruling number threes. I like that a lot. So, interesting day, for sure. As we come into Saturday and Sunday, so Saturday the 17th, my birthday, hoping for a good day here. What do we have? We have overall a 9-day. So that also shows you I'm coming into a 9-year. 9 years are years of major transformation. I am open and ready to allow, ready to receive, surrendering to it. We have human consciousness and control focused on the physical. This could be a day focused on relationships, on enjoying the physical world. Watch out for anything that may be kind of the darker side of being human, being too down on yourself or being quick to anger or anything like that. You could see a lot of that across the board. But you also see people being altruistic and be focusing on other people's needs and relationships. We have the two here. Thankfully. Thank you, February. We have the two here, which gives us not only decision-making, but balance. And so whatever's happening in that focus on your three-dimensional world is towards balance, towards more balance, right? Decisions being made to create more balance. So overall, I like it. I'll take it. Geopolitically, not much going on. Finance and crypto, not much going on. For you personally, for the ruling number fives, of which I am, you will have inspiration and an additional focus on energy. So, very nice. It sounds like a really awesome day. For the ruling number sixes, your Saturday will look almost exactly like your Friday. Whatever that is for you, it's more of the same Saturday. ruling number threes, you've got that God consciousness with the human consciousness, but the bridge is all in the physical world. So that's a very nice treat as well. Okay, so then moving into Sunday, the 18th is a one day overall. And we've seen this pattern before. I think it was last week. It's a little bit scattered, so it's a pretty chill day. There's not a whole lot going on. Not in the geopolitical world, not much going on. Finance and crypto, not much going on. Don't expect a lot to be happening. Don't expect to accomplish a lot. It's just kind of a nice, relaxed day focused on love and oneness. So not bad. I'll take it. So overall this week, we have a few days in the middle really dominated there by the subconscious. So you want to pay attention to, and it's affecting your real world, right? You're getting that effect on relationships this week. So make sure that you are not affecting your relationships from a point of your baggage and your traumas, right? You want to be affecting your relationships from a point of love and connection. So keep that in mind this week for your beautiful Valentine's Day. Thanks for joining me. That's what's coming this week. I hope you have an awesome week. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, find me on the socials, ask away, and I will try to answer those in future videos or separate videos. If you want time with me directly to discuss your specific situation, just follow the links in the show notes and you can book that and we can work on it together. Have a great week. I'll see you next time.